So we're going through the book of Matthew. We're Matthew 27, but we're going to do that next week. So read ahead. We're at the later stages of Jesus' life. But being New Year, I wanted to do like a New Year thing. So today is Psalm 47, if you want to get into your Old Testament. Psalm 47 is where we are. It's a psalm for the new year. You know, the ancient Jews, they used to combine this psalm with a few other psalms and make it part of a liturgy that they would read and meditate upon every New Year's Day. And there's some really good things in here for us to consider. So let's read it. 9 verses. Psalm 47, verse 1. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is awesome, isn't he? He's a great king over all the earth. He will subdue the peoples under us, the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves. Selah. Selah is like pause. When you read Selah through mostly the Psalms, when you come to that, God is wanting us to, stop. Okay, now, 5. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. He sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Lord, we exalt you in this place, wherever we are right now, Lord. We lift your name. Thank you, Jesus, for all you do for us. Thank you for this text, Lord. We pray that it would just jump off the page, give us great understanding of your heart as we go through this study, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And we pray for Senior Farmer, Lord, as he's going along, Lord. Keep him safe as he travels. Lord, I'm sure he's filled with all sorts of emotions as he's all by himself. And Lord, we pray you just can encourage him, build him up, make him strong as he goes, and connect him well with other members of the team, help him to settle in well, Lord, grow him in you. In Jesus' name, amen. So notice if we start back in verse 1, notice this isn't a psalm just for the people of Israel. Yeah, sure, one group of people, the descendants of Abraham, were called by God to be his people. And God made them into a great nation. But God's heart was not just for the Jews. God's heart's for everyone. And all should be worshiping the Lord, according to this. And all the people, notice at the beginning, are to do something that everyone can participate in. Clap their hands. It's universal in every culture. When you want to praise something, or honor something, or applaud something, you clap your hands. Hopefully we'll be clapping today and during the Colts game. As a Buckeye, I was clapping. But you don't need to know anything about the language. You don't need to know anything about the culture. Everyone can clap their hands. Hey, Max. There's a water right behind you, right next to Lorraine. Can you bring it up for me, please? So this psalm is an exhortation for all the people on the earth to worship the Lord. You see it? Notice it says, shout to God with a voice of triumph. So this is to be done with enthusiasm. It's talking about a worship of God that comes from way deep inside of us. It's a person that's so excited about God, so excited about what God's doing. I'm having a moment. They want to shout. So Psalm 47 is where we are, right? So we're clapping. Thanks for clapping with enthusiasm. I like verse 2. For the Lord Most High is awesome. Don't you like that? He just tells it like it is. Lord's awesome. Let's be to get excited about it. And notice we're, wow. I don't know if I'm going to make it. Often. Let's just do communion together, okay? Lord, we worship you. Lord, we read that psalm. We're thankful, Lord. You're a great king. We want to bless you this year. We want to honor you this year. We want you to go before us this year. We want to make a stand for you in this world, Lord. But we need your Holy Spirit in our life, God. So we want to approach the communion table now, God. We want to approach you and thank you for your sacrifice, Jesus, what you've done for us. We want to bless you, God, in this place. Lord, may we just spend a little bit of time just with you, Lord, right now. In Jesus' name. There's one verse I wanted to point out in Psalm 47, okay? You don't have to turn it unless you have your Bible open. But it says this. He will choose our inheritance for us. It's speaking of the great King, Jesus Christ, will choose our inheritance for us. And I think that's a good thing to consider as we move into this new year is, God, I want you this year to choose my inheritance for me. Lord, you lay out the path that I'm to walk in this year. God wants to do that. I find myself wandering because I want my own way. I want my own thing. And the point I was hoping to make through Psalm 47 today was simply that this year we would make a commitment before the Lord and say, Lord, I just want to be committed to the path that you choose me to walk. That's what I want more than anything else. That's what I'm committed to.